Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. I'm your host, Lance Donvold, motivational speaker and former professional athlete with the Seattle Mariners. The mission of this podcast is to sow seeds of hope into your soul, dig up deep roots of purpose within you that have yet to be uncovered, and grow you exactly where God has planted you so that you can reap your ultimate harvest in life. I will be your host throughout this podcast, and you can expect power-packed, spirit-led, short, motivational messages designed to pierce your heart and move you into immediate action. Whether you're at the gym, in the car, or anywhere in between, I know how busy your life is, and want to personally thank you for taking the time to listen. My message for you is this: you are here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you are supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. And it starts with sowing one seed, sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could change them forever. Not because of me and my power, but because of God and the words He is going to speak through me and the way He is going to use you to distribute this message. Here are a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. I'll be dropping frequent messages designed to uplift, encourage, and reshape the way that you think. Please leave a review. I'm always going for a 5-star rating. Number two, just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing this for a reason. Pour out this message to somebody else that needs it. Share it via text, or just simply take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram story and tag me, and I will always do my best to give you a shout out and a repost. You can tag me at LannyT42 on Instagram. And with your help, together we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. And put your gloves on, folks, because we got root work to do. Welcome to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. What up, my Planted 365 family? Super pumped to be here. Just got done hitting the gym, getting those reps in. Man, yesterday had something really, really fire come across my mind. I'm in this discipleship group with about 12 other guys. We get discipled by this Navy SEAL who, trains leaders, trains men in the Bible. So it was super cool. And he was talking about strength and his definition of strength. You know, most people, their definition of strength, like, hey, man, how strong are you? Hey, man, how much can you bench? How much can you squat? Like, how much weight can you push? How much weight can you press? How much weight can you squat? And that's typically the definition of strength. Like, how much output can you put out there? And Garrett Unkelbach is his name. You can find him on YouTube, Instagram. He's all over there. He was talking about how much weight can you hold. The definition of strength to him isn't how much weight you can push, but it's how much weight that you can hold. And how much weight that you can hold and never let go of. That's what strength is not letting go of the things that you're supposed to hold, right? And I had this kind of epiphany this morning as I'm dealing with some stress and anxiety. Like, I worry about the future a lot. I don't know about you guys, but I worry about the results even when I'm doing the work. And I'm trying to control both things at the same time. Where it doesn't quite work like that. You're just going to grind yourself into the ground. Your mindset is always going to be, well, where's my results while I'm doing the work? You do the work first before you get the results. So I just had this picture of, imagine yourself like running with a snowsuit. Like, you're running full speed with a snowsuit on. And I just want you to think about that. Like, you're running full speed, you have a snowsuit on. Like, if you guys ever seen I think it's a Wonderful Life, where Ralphie has like that big, big snowsuit on from back in the 50s and 60s. And like, he's trying to run. Like, he is running, but he stumbles. He is running, but he can't run very fast. He can't go at the speed that he can typically go at because of the clothes and because of the things that he's holding on to. So I think that we need to let go and let go of the snowsuit that we're running with. We got to let go of some things so we can run at the speed God wants us to. We are called to carry things and be strong and never let go of them, like being a husband, like being a father, like being a business person, like being X, Y, and Z. You are called to hold on to these things and never let go of them. And that's strong, because you don't want to let go of being a husband. You don't let go
want to let go of being a father. You don't want to let go of being a wife. You don't want to let go of being a great son. Like, you don't want to let go of those things. And that's where strength comes from, because there's going to be trials and tribulations that come at you that are trying to get you to let go of your marriage, that are trying to get you to let go of your parents, that are trying to get you to let go of something. Like, there's the enemy that is out there trying to get you to let go of things that you were meant to hold on to. But then the enemy also tries to get you to hold on to things that you're supposed to let go of. So don't miss that. The enemy is trying to do two things at once. He's trying to get you to let go of things that you're supposed to hold on to, like being a great husband, father, athlete, whatever it is. But he's also trying at the same time, he's trying to get you to drop the weight. He's trying to get you to let go of things you're supposed to hold on to. And then he's trying to get you to hold on to things you're supposed to let go of. So this is an incredible picture of our walk with the Lord, and something that I struggle with so much is just letting go. There are things that I'm supposed to let go of. I need to do the work, but I need to let go of being a provider. Being a provider is not who I am. That's who God is. God's nature is a provider. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. His nature is a provider. And I was talking to this guy, Kyle, from Titan Solar Power yesterday, and we were just chewing on this thought. Like, are we worshiping what God does for us, or are we worshiping who he is? And are we all constantly trying to figure out who God is in his perfect nature for us? So right now, there are some things that you're supposed to do the work. Like, you want to run your race. You want to run as fast as you can. You want to be excellent in all that you do. And we want to use the gift that God has given us, right? He has given you gifts to do things. I believe he used to give me a gift of baseball. And towards the end of my career, when I got hurt, I started to honor him with that gifting, right? I didn't always honor him with that gifting. Now I feel like he's given me the gift of speaking and articulation. So my worship and what I want to do is give that back to God, right? Give it back to God. Give him all the gifts that he's given to me. What can I do with my giftings to give back to him? And I'm not supposed to let go of those gifts, but I am supposed to let go of the results, because I can't do the work and get the results at the same time. It's impossible. You can't plant a seed and reap a harvest the same day, my friends. Like, you have to develop a root system. You have to water. You have to nurture that seed, and the results will come in the end. But the results are up to God. And I think a lot of times we're running this race with our snowsuit on. We're trying to do everything all at once. We're trying to be strong and hold on to the things that we're holding on to, like being a husband, a wife, a father, your relationships, being an athlete. You're trying to hold on to those things, which is great. You're not supposed to let those go. That's strong that you keep holding on to no matter what happens, right? But then at the same time, we try not to let go of things. We need to let go of the things that we're supposed to let go of and let God do the things that he's supposed to do. Let God do the things that he's supposed to do. I hope that marinates on your soul right now, that you need to let God do the things that he's supposed to do. Be strong and hold on to the things he's called you not to ever let go of, right? But be strong enough to let go of the weights that the enemy is telling you to hold on to. You need to let go of the weight of providing. That's his job. You need to let go of the weight of provisions. That's his job. You need to let go of the weight of results. That's his job. You are supposed to run. You are supposed to work. But let God do the results. Let God do the action. I'm speaking to myself, my friend. These are more for me than they are for you. I'm living this every single day. I'm working and I'm grinding, quote unquote. I don't really love that word anymore, but I'm trying to be in alignment with God, not looking left, not looking right, not looking down, but looking up. And being strong in the things he's called me to be strong in, but strong enough to let go of the things that he's supposed to provide. So let go of the things that his provision is on. And I think of this verse, Proverbs 3:5-6. This was my buddy's favorite verse when I was playing with the Seattle Mariners, Jacob Zocan. Zocan, if you ever hear this, my friend, I love you, buddy. Proverbs 3:5-6 says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. And then it goes on. I think it says, for the path will be revealed to you, something of that nature. But trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your understanding. It's leaving me right now. But how beautiful a picture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let him and let go. Let him and let go. That's the word for today. Let go of the things you're supposed to let go of. Hold on to. Keep holding on to the things that you're supposed to hold on to, because that makes you strong. But let go of the results. Let go of the things that he needs you to let go of so that he can move, so that he can do more. Let's imagine you're running without a snowsuit anymore. Run without that snowsuit. How much faster could you go? How much faster could Ralphie go if he ripped that snowsuit off and ran with sweatpants and a sweatshirt, man? So let go of the snowsuit that's holding you back when you think you gotta do the work and do the results at the same time. No, 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 no. God's going to do the results. God's going to do the providing. Let's get it. Let go. Tap into the 365 newsletter. I'll be sending these to you, recurring, dropping words on you. Man, I'm super pumped. I do one-on-one coaching, speaking. Let me know how I can help you guys the most. Have a blessed day. Let's get it.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift and a 5-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancethonville.com and fill out the booking form, or just simply email me at info@lancethonville.com, or we can get connected on all social platforms under Lance Thonvold or LannyT42 on Instagram. As always, guys, put your gloves on, because we got root work to do. We will see you next time on the Planted, Not Buried podcast.